So how did you first hear about this story?
I heard about this because I was at a fundraiser here in Juneau, and a woman that I know, we were talking, and she had mentioned she had a ruptured eardrum. I commiserated with her, but I didn't ask her at that time what had happened. And then a few days later, she sent me a message saying, "Hey, do you have some time to talk?" And that's when she opened up about what had happened.
Let's walk through exactly what this woman told you. What was her relationship with Fansler?
So she and he had been flirting, had a romantic interest as far back as June. That didn't go very far from my understanding because the end of the special session came. And so it picked up again once he came back into town for the regular session here in January. They were both drinking. From what I'm told, he was drinking heavily, and so she escorted him back up to his hotel room where he was staying. And then they were kissing, and she was a little reluctant, and so she was trying to put him to bed, and she says that he was interested in something more. And so that's when she says he hit her, pulled her hair, and this was some sort of, according to his text messages that he sent later, BDSM kink.
What was her reaction to this?
So she was really uncomfortable. She realized, okay, this is not about resuming a relationship later. This is about let me get out of here. And so she tried to, and eventually did, get out of that room after about 45 minutes to an hour.
And then walk me through what happened the next day. She realized she was pretty seriously hurt, right?
Right. He attempted to apologize the next day, asked if he could take her out to dinner and a movie as an apology. She said that that probably wasn't the best idea. And when she was still feeling hurt at the end of that day, she said, "Okay, I'm going to go to a doctor." And they diagnosed her with a ruptured eardrum.
James, was there anything in particular in your interview with this woman that particularly stuck with you?
I think the biggest thing for me is that reading through her text messages, I get a sense of what she was feeling. And you always expect someone to realize immediately after the fact that something serious has happened. I guess when you're in a car accident, you know, "Hey, I've just been in a car accident." But she said that there tends to be a sense of downplaying. You want to say, "Oh, it wasn't that bad. It couldn't have been as bad as I remember." And she said she concluded after thinking for a while that, yes, it was serious. And that was why she went to the police. That was why she contacted me, because she felt that it shouldn't be hidden.
Did this woman say that this was the first time this had happened between her and Representative Fansler, or was this part of a pattern in their relationship?
This was the first time, which is why she thought it was so disturbing, shocking, unusual.
Were you surprised by this?
I was surprised by this. I did cover the Dean Westlake case. I covered the incident involving Senator David Wilson. I guess I shouldn't be surprised to have this come from a legislator, but I hadn't gotten that vibe about Representative Fansler. It makes me wonder, was this just a thing that got out of hand because he had been drinking, or is this something more serious?
Do you expect anyone else to come forward?
I think if it is a pattern, I would hope that people would have the confidence and faith that they would not be ignored. And I'd like to think that for all cases, not just this one.